Time now on our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers. Jim, back at home. You guys haven't been at home in a while. Heck, you haven't played that much in a while. Is this week finally started to feel a little normal again?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we got a text from Steve McDonald, I think on Tuesday, saying everything looked good for them to be up here on Thursday, and here they are. So that's the big thing, because you know they lost a series to Duluth because Duluth had issues and then they had issues, and so it was good that it's worked out, and we're looking forward to playing.
So Kerrigan Dowie gets injured in mid-October. Rehab is just excruciating. No, it doesn't matter what the injury is. How proud are you of the work, the effort, the want to get back in and be able to play again last week?
Oh, just extremely proud. I mean, first of all, you just crushed for any athlete that suffers an injury like that. But in her case, she's a fifth-year senior, you know, came back for that, for this one more go-around after obviously a truncated season last year. And third game of the year, she was off to a great start, playing extremely well, suffers an injury that is going to keep her out for quite a while. And, you know, she was obviously extremely upset, and it took her a while. But once she got the mindset that she was coming back, she just went after it. And, you know, she gives Heidi Kruger, our athletic trainer, a tremendous amount of credit, which was really cool, because they spent a lot of time together, a lot of rehab time. She got cleared, earlier when we were hosting Wisconsin, but mentally, I don't think she was quite there yet. And, that was the biggest thing. I wanted her to be 100% comfortable when she took the net. And on top of that, Hannah was playing so well. Pretty easy just to say, you know, let's get to the break. We had a big series with Mankato. Hannah played extremely well in that series. But when she came back after the break, you could tell she looked locked in, very, very similar to the start of the season. And she's had, in her career, she's had a lot of success against Duluth. So it was really easy to go in there planning to get her at least one game. And then she responded. She was outstanding, particularly that first period when we needed her the most. She made some huge saves. And again, it was a one-goal game till 3 minutes left in the game, and then they got a power play goal. But she was really, really good.
So you tell her Friday night that she's going to play on Saturday. I'm sure it's easy for her to get, jacked up and ready to play on Saturday. What have you noticed different about this week and a full week of having to prepare again before she knows if she's going back in or not?
You know, just the same. You know, she comes out, she's the same Kerrigan. She enjoys being on the ice. She mingles with the players so well. She's talking to, I'll see her over on the side. She's talking to freshmen. She's talking to sophomores. She's talking to her classmates. You know, she's one of our leaders, and just to see her interact like that's really cool. But she had another really good week of practice. And so did Hannah. You know, both goalies are playing really, really well, which is certainly nice for us to have that situation. And I don't think she was. When I told her she was in, she kind of was like, "Oh, sweet." That was kind of her reaction. So, she's a good week of practice. She was out this morning. She's fired up. She's ready to go.
As a former goalie yourself, what have you done or said to Hannah to keep her spirits up and say, "Hey, we're where we are because of you too"?
Oh, absolutely. I've told her that a few times, and I told her you're going to be playing. My plan is to play her tomorrow night. She's earned that. She's played extremely well and won some big games for us. Kept us in every game she's played. I mean, there's games that have gotten away, but certainly not through any fault of hers. She's been playing extremely well, and again, she's looked really good this week too. So it's nice to see.
More with Coach Scanlon when we return. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers. Jim, you guys were off for so long before headed to Duluth last weekend. I'm sure you knocked more than a little bit of rust off last Friday and Saturday. Is all of the rust off by now?
Well, I hope so. I was really, really proud of the way we played on Saturday. That was some of our best hockey we've played all year. And we challenged the group, said this has got to be the expectation. This has got to be the norm for us going forward, because it's playoff hockey now. We're in a position where every point is so valuable. And we're at home. We got to take advantage of that. We've had a good week of practice, but again, you're going against a team that's just as hungry, and you know they're They're talented. They've got great goaltending. So, but if we're ready to play and we play the way we're capable of playing, we're going to give ourselves a real good chance.
Are your freshmen anymore?
You know, in some regards, yeah, Schulze, but certainly all the experience they've gained up till now has helped them. And I've really been impressed with the way they've practiced this week. A number of them, they just look a lot more comfortable. That I think the break did them a world of good. And I'm excited for them because, you know, just because of the experience they had, they are not, as you say, freshmen, but you know, they'll still say things and do things that remind you that, yeah, they're freshmen.
Seniors still do that, too.
That's true.
You look at St. Cloud State's line chart right now, and their D pairs in particular, it's one wily veteran with one relative newbie. Is that in your mind, is that a good way to approach having a bunch of freshmen in there at defense? Is pair them up with somebody who's been there and done that?
Well, it certainly can't hurt, and I mean, obviously, they know their talent the best, and who's going to work best, and in our case, we have five freshmen and two juniors, so it's hard to, you can't necessarily pair everybody up, but they're a solid group. They are missing a couple of their European players that were named to Olympic teams, the Czechoslovakian and Finnish teams, respectively. So they're gone and. And their big power forward Gentry is out of the lineup, imagine for health reasons. But they still have a really talented group of forwards. That Lind has been really, really strong all year long. Savar from Winnipeg is a real good player. So again, we gotta bring our A game tonight, Schulze.
In which zone do you say they play best?
Well, I think they're going to be best in the offensive zone, no question. Just with the talent they have up front. But, conversely, we want to make them play in their end. That's going to be our goal.
Conversely, in which zone do you think your team is playing the best right now?
I really like the way we played in our end last week, after not doing so well on Friday. And that's how we need to play. And if we're good in our end, Schulze, we're going to have the puck in the offensive end a lot more.
Best of luck.
Thank you.